You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are once again speaking with both Linda McDaniel and Virginia McCullough, the book Catalyst. They coach people to write those books they've always wanted to write, and they are Amazon best-selling authors of Write Your Book Now, a book Amazon recently named a hot new release. Ladies, certainly a privilege to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Good to have you. So first of all, Virginia, given the prevalence of social media and podcasts and hundreds of cable TV channels, are books really the best way to get information out to a targeted audience, such as customers or potential clients?
Well, let me answer it this way. If you have the choice of being introduced as Joe Smith, frequent radio guest, or Joe Smith, the author of the best-selling book, XYZ, which would you rather have? We believe that there's still so much respect given to published books and the authors of those books. And books are the best way we know to reinforce expertise, and they give people something to take away. I think television shows and giving public speeches, that's all wonderful, but there's something about holding a book in your hands or having it on your Kindle or whatever that lends a little bit more weight to what the person says.
Most certainly. And Linda, some subjects seem dull and dry, but the information is important. How can you help writers make this kind of dry material easier to read?
Well, we get into that in our book, and see, people to me use that kind of as a crutch. They say, oh, well, I have such boring, dry material. But you see, we live in a day and age where something more interesting is just a mouse click away. So you don't have the ability just to say, you must read this. You know, people are going to just click away from boring, dry stuff. So, to answer your question there, you could tell a story of why your regulation needs to be adopted. So people say, oh, I've just got this boring bank regulation. I can't make that interesting. No, maybe not the regulation itself, but by telling a story about why that regulation is necessary, then you get buy-in. You get people on your side. Or, you know, something as simple as using vivid verbs instead of the same old to-be verbs like is, are, were. I'll give you some examples. You could say, she is tall. Or you could say, she towers over everyone. Or you could say, he gets angry. Or you could say, he explodes over the slightest infraction. See, when we use vivid verbs, we're engaging our readers, perhaps on a subconscious level. But instead of something more interesting being a mouse click away, they're going to stick with you. And these are some of the kinds of tips that we give in our book about writing a book, but frankly, you could use them in anything you're writing at work. We've got a lot of tips that go well beyond just writing a book. It's about writing. So those are just a couple of things that could help when you have that dull and dry material.
Great example. How do you help aspiring authors get on track and write regularly once they do start?
Well, one reason that we believe in our fast start, strong finish method for writing a draft is that it tends to keep writers focused and moving forward. Some people find that if they write one or maybe two 40-minute sessions a day, they can get that first draft done fast. And we really mean the first draft, too. There's no looking back, no going over material again and again and trying to get it perfect. We believe in getting the first draft done. And it's amazing to us how many people discover the real magic that happens when you plunge in and you start somewhere. We also believe you can start anywhere. You don't have to start at page one, paragraph one, sentence one. You can start where the passion leads you. And if the passion leads you to material that will probably end up maybe in chapter four or chapter eight, that's fine. You just get started. And we also, we'd like to give people some tools and some techniques they can use, like the 100 by 100, it's called, and that's writing 100 words in 100 days. That often gets people really off to that fast start because they sit down and they say, okay, I can write 100 words. Sometimes there's a sense of pride that comes in. I will write these 100 words today. And then they find that they're writing 200 or 300 or 400 words. The next day, they go back to it and they say, I can write 100 words today. And they keep going and keep going. And if you wrote 100 words in 100 days, you'd end up with 10,000 words. So, and we know for a fact that usually people end up with closer to 20 or 25,000 words. So the 100-day fast first draft, you could really look at it that way. And the one or maybe two 40-minute sessions a day keeps people from the idea that they have to chain themselves to the chair for hours at a time. You could write that 100 or 200, 300 words in one of those 40-minute sessions.
Today we're joined by both Linda McDaniel and Virginia McCullough, the book Catalyst, who coaches people to write those books they've always wanted to write. They're also Amazon best-selling authors of Write Your Book Now, a book Amazon recently named as a hot new release here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are some of the best ways to motivate ourselves to start a book and finish it, and especially when time is tight or we get bogged down?
Well, you know, playing off of what Virginia started there with 100 words in 100 days, or me, I prefer 200 words for 5 days and then I take two off. I just have to have that break, which, by the way, and it's a partial answer to your question, breaks are fabulous for writers. They tend, like Virginia said, they tend to think they have to tie themselves to their chair, but breaks not only refresh our brain, but they also help us come back with renewed energy and more creativity. So don't hesitate to take calculated breaks, just not those long things where you put it aside and let it gather dust. But other tricks of the trade would be to picture your audience and picture them loving your book, or picture the results you hope to have happen from your book, like maybe new clients for your small business or your large business. And this kind of, these are tricks of the trade that help keep us motivated, seeing the end result. It's like a carrot to keep us moving forward. And then when you mentioned something about time is tight, some other tricks to help you make the most of the time that you have is use all the spare time that you can and still give yourself a life, you know, but like book in a week. This one is fascinating to me. You tell your family, hey, I'm going to use all my spare time this week writing the book. So you get in some well-made food, you know, some ready-made food, and you tell them they're on their own to make sandwiches, whatever, you're not cooking. And you just spend all your spare time for a week. And the beauty of that is the sense of accomplishment after that. You've got some real momentum going, and your brain says, okay, one hard week, I can handle that, rather than thinking, oh my gosh, this thing's going to go on for months and months. The brain doesn't rebel and says, okay, I can handle this crazy week you've dreamed up. And you really get some momentum going. And that's part of our fast start, strong finish method, is helping our clients build their momentum. Because let's face it, once that's going, it keeps things rolling. A body in motion stays in motion. So we've got all kinds of tricks of the trade. Use your commute time. That's a great technique to if you're the type, you know, you're commuting on a train, a bus, or maybe if you have a recorder even in your car, you can record things and get them transcribed. So, lots of ways, if you have the passion to write this, there's lots of ways to help you make that happen.
Most certainly. And lastly, what about recording a book? What if we talk into a handheld recorder? You just mentioned that earlier, or our cell phone, and then organize the transcripts. How does that work? Break that down a little bit.
Actually, this is an excellent way to write a book, and you can use it with the book in a week tool. You can use it with the 100 words in 100 days tool. A lot of people find that they're very good at just picking up that tape recorder or whatever kind of recorder their recording device they're going to use, and then just talking the book, and they can just feel the words and the ideas coming, and they just talk right into that tape recorder every chance they get. The problem comes in when people think that if they transcribe all this, then they have a book. And what we've discovered, and I think many people discovered, is that the transcripts themselves then need to be organized and edited and added to, and a lot of times things edited out. People tend to find when they record material, they repeat a lot, or they use the same words over and over again. So then during the editing process, that's the time to go in and say, okay, I've talked my first draft, so now I have to organize and actually write the second draft. And it can work extremely well. We just don't want people jumping the gun and publishing a little too soon, and we've seen that happen with recorded transcripts.
Certainly very helpful information from the both of you. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information, also pick up your book, Write Your Book Now, and where's the best place to do that and to be in contact with you on or offline?
Well, our URL is very simple. It's just bookcatalysts, that's plural, .com, and we've got all the information there. We've got some free bonuses that they can sign up for, and a regular newsletter. And then our book, just go on Amazon and type in Write Your Book Now, and you'll find it right there. It's a Kindle book, very affordable at $3.99, and I think, yeah, that's how, you know, just reach out through our website. We've got information about our book there, too. So if that's all you remember, just bookcatalysts.com.
Easy enough. Linda and Virginia, certainly a privilege to have you both back with us here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you both.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Linda McDaniel and Virginia McCullough, the book Catalyst, who coaches people to write those books that they've always wanted to write. And they are Amazon best-selling authors of Write Your Book Now, a book Amazon recently named a hot new release. And once again, the website of reference is bookcatalyst.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.